gets all the credit.
Get your smoky on. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hello, my name is Phil Mack, and I'm here to tell you about a new and different kind of show coming to WHFR called Thematic. It's on every Thursday morning from 10 until noon. Since music is a universal language, let's see if that holds true by looking at different musical styles on selected themes. Each week, there will be songs from different genres that express their viewpoint on that theme. There will also be a weekly artist showcase, and of course, plenty of variety. It's a new way of looking at music. So on every Thursday morning from 10 until noon, it's Thematic. 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 Organizing music for you, one song at a time. On WHFR, the only station making waves.
Good afternoon, this is WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. Today, my special guest is Michelle Boguski, and she is a massage therapist. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Okay. Also, I want to mention right now, Michelle also happens to be my niece, but she has been a massage therapist for many, many years, so it's not like she just got her degree or whatever a week ago and she's on the show. Just because she's my niece. She's done it for quite a while. How many years now?
19 years.
19 years, but who's counting, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I am.
So, yeah. Now, how did you get interested in this?
Oddly enough, somebody actually suggested it for me. I've done a lot of work at the Dearborn Players Guild many years ago. And we were having a real tense day one time. So I sat down behind a friend of mine and started to massage his shoulders and his neck. And he said, you know, that really feels good. He said, you may have a future in this. And I thought, okay, you know, what does that mean? Where do I go for that? And he said, my mother has a phone number of a school. And he said, I'll get it to you. And the rest, as they say, is history. I enrolled, and within 2 months, I was in school at Irene's Myomassology Institute in Southfield, studying with Irene Gauthier.
Mm-hmm. She's well known in this area, isn't she?
Very well known, and unfortunately, she just passed away in December.
Oh, really?
But her birthday was actually in June, and she made it to 90.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's a good long time.
Yeah. Yeah. They even had a Guinness Book of World Record chain massage, like person to person to person. They had the longest one.
Oh, really?
Has finally been achieved.
Yeah. So she has notoriety.
In honor, exactly. In honor of her 90th birthday.
She'll live on. Well,
yeah.
That's good. Now, for massage, I mean, once you got into the class, did you find that you did have what it takes to continue on?
After a while, yes. It's an interesting thing when you start taking massage with 24 other people in a classroom. I remember the first day of class, Irene said to us, okay, girls, go to the bathrooms and take off your tops and come back wrapped in your towels, and guys, same thing. And it was kind of like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, weird.
No problem. Yeah. So actually, it's kind of funny how it works out, though. You first are a little opposed to doing it because, you know, you don't know anybody in the class and it's not the most comfortable thing. And about 3 weeks into the class, you are literally getting out of your car in the parking lot and taking off your clothes going, I'm going first today.
Really?
You know, so it really does get better as time goes on. And I think what you realize is it's more for the learning and the feeling good and what it can do for muscles and injuries and, you know, all the things that make us resent growing older.
Right. Well, other things too, you probably don't even notice on a daily basis, but you know, once you start working, I would imagine there's some type of relief from pains that you're not really aware of.
Right, big relief. And sometimes that's exactly right. You can think that, you know, your arm hurts, your shoulder hurts, when it turns out it was the back of your neck or your knee or your ankle or, you know, mm-hmm. when it was causing the other problems someplace else. So that gets interesting in trying to track down problems at times.
Right. Well, again, it just depends. I mean, once there's a pain in one place, you compensate by doing something different that causes the pain in someplace else.
Isn't that the truth? And 9 times out of 10, it's never where the pain resides. It's someplace else.
Mm-hmm. Right. So as you progressed in this class, I mean, you just practiced on one another, everybody in the class?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she insisted that we change partners every week just so you could get used to somebody's touch, get used to how their body reacts to your touch. Yeah, 500 hours was the program that I went through. So 500 hours on classmates as well as friends, family, outsiders, you know, whoever, mm-hmm. whoever wanted to be thrown on the table.
Yeah, right. Literally thrown on the table?
Just about sometimes. Yeah. But it's nice when you get to talking to people in school because you can get feedback.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the nicest things, because I think a lot of people that you work on sometimes in the very beginning that are friends or family, everybody thinks it's great. You know, so there's not a lot of constructive criticism as opposed to in school where, yeah, we'd be kind of brutally honest with each other and
mm-hmm.
to hopefully break you of the problem or, you know, not create a bad habit in doing massage. So.
Right.
It was very helpful.
Right. Some great feedback.
And how. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's interesting, too, because when you've gone through the 24 people, you actually realize that some people do have the touch for it and some people don't.
Right. So some people do flunk out, in essence?
I don't think that they really flunk out. Some choose not to continue till mm-hmm. the end of the education, and some don't really ever do anything with it once they have it.
Right.
So.
It's just good to know.
Yeah.
Now, 500 hours, what does that translate into? I mean, how many weeks would you say?
Oh, I was just shy of a year when I went. So
oh,
I think it was
okay.
a 10-month course.
Uh-huh.
And it was every night of the week. We met every Monday night for 4 hours. So
mm-hmm.
it was quite an intense class. And then you'd have things like electives on the weekends. She would actually offer the classes there. I mean, whatever it was, whether it was Reiki or, you know, other types of energy modalities or healing practices, whatever it was.
Right. So she was open to many things, and
many.
As a result, you covered different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From iridology, which is the study and the reading of the eyes,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely fascinating.
Right, it is.
On down to energy techniques, and, you know, there's more coming all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The bodies are just getting smarter and smarter.
Right. Well, don't they find sometimes it's good to go back and explore some of the things they used to use, that used to be home remedies, things like that, that really aren't connected to medical science?
Yeah, sometimes home remedies are actually the best thing, because the body has an amazing ability to be able to heal itself. It just needs to be pointed in the right direction, if you will. And that's where I think I come in as a massage therapist, is I want to figure out why there's a misfunction or a dysfunction somewhere in the body, you know. So yeah, let's find it out and troubleshoot it and get it gone.
Mm-hmm. So when somebody comes to you, you perhaps go through an interview process to find out where the pain is and then to see how you can correct that, just not temporarily but long term as well.
Always. Yeah, the long term is always the ultimate goal of getting body work done, whether it's energy work, massage work, deep tissue work. Yeah, the end result is always to alleviate the problem that the person came for and hopefully to help them see possibly what their past behaviors were making their body go into as far as pain or a shutdown state, or you're just helping I think feel better and cope with more of the stresses that are out there in life. But yeah, the thing that's really come back with natural remedies, I think we're going to see a lot more of that
mm-hmm.
coming even in the next 10, 20 years, just because I think what you're going to see is the body responds to it better because it's more in tune with what our energy is and how our life cycle runs and the universe cycle and everything, because everything plays off of each other.
Right.
You know, the energy of the earth, the energy of us, the energy of the universe, it's mm-hmm. all tied in.
Right. Now, when somebody comes to you, what's the first thing you do? A new client comes to you. What's the process?
First thing I do is I look at the way they're standing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to know about personal habits. For example, at work, sitting behind your computer, do you cross your legs under yourself? Do you cross them over yourself? Are both legs on the floor? How many computer screens do you look at during the day? If it's a job where it's more physical labor, I had a friend once that used to work at one of the mail sorting centers, and she used to throw the sacks of mail. So that's a repetitive stress injury that can be corrected, but we've got to get down to, okay, why is this happening, and see if we can give you what we call body mechanics so you can work smarter without, I guess, without the challenge of thinking that an injury is coming if you keep doing the same work.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, there again, if you're apprehensive that you might get hurt, that changes your motion. Again, might something might develop that you have a pain someplace else than where you thought that the pain might originate from. So those kind of things happen quite a bit, right?
Right. And it's amazing, too, how much emotion plays a role in our physical well-being, as far as health, pain, our thinking, all of that. It really is an enormous thing now that emotion controls more than we think it does.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you ask them to fill out some kind of form, you know, why they're there to see you in the first place?
Usually, since I've been doing private practice, I write down a few notes when I ask them questions. Really, some of the most important, though, and you can tell by the way that people talk to you, is really, is there any history of illness, diabetes, simple things? Have you had the cold or the flu in the past, you know, six to 12 months? Any history of blood clots in the family, very important things like that. Just because blood clots, if somebody does have a history or a family history of blood clots, it's a contraindication, because you could, if they have a blood clot that they don't know about, you could actually, God forbid, help it to move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's
right.
What happens with the system. You're actually moving
right.
things.
Right.
So that's not what you want to do. So, yeah, there's only a few questions that are really, really, really imperative. I don't ever really worry about people that have been in car accidents or things like that, because they need to be healed. So those people I like to get to almost like as soon as it happened. As opposed to letting time go by and waiting. Not that the body's not smart enough to be able to heal itself, but it's nice to get a jump and get to it as soon as,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody is injured, and just get that relief out of there and change things around.
Mm-hmm. Do you find out what a person's diet is, perhaps? Would that affect things?
I wouldn't say necessarily so much diet as... bad diet. You know what I mean? Eating too much fried food or too much of one thing, as opposed to trying to have a little bit, you know, moderation in everything,
right.
including moderation itself, you know?
Right. Very important. Well, I just thought, too, with all the chemicals, you know, and foods, that might play a part in somebody's pain, discomfort, something like that?
Yeah. There are people that are hypersensitive to some of the things that we add in. And that's not a good thing for them. Thank God maybe we have a stronger, you know, I mean, some of us, a lot of us don't notice
mm-hmm.
the stuff that they put in and what the changes are in
right,
our body. And
right.
But it's interesting, once you start working on your body and getting these things cleared up and cleared out, that when that substance comes to you again, you notice a difference. You notice how, like, all of a sudden you got tired or your brain went foggy or... So it's an amazing thing. And that can happen from anything. That can even happen from whole foods, from real foods.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like a tomato off the vine. Some person may have an aversion to it,
mm-hmm.
which is not a good thing. You
right.
know, it's like, you know, I've hated tomatoes my whole life. Well, let's look at that. Why? You know what I mean? There's usually a reason why they don't like tomatoes, and it could be something in the tomato that their body just doesn't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these invisible things out there that you have to deal with, like energy and
right.
the hidden things, you know.
Right, things you don't always see on the surface.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think one of the reasons I mainly got into this was to control pain.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how much pain I was in until somebody helped me get out of that pain. And what's interesting is it's been proven that getting massage or body work, I mean any kind of body work, whether it's an energy work, like I said, a deep tissue work, Swedish massage, anything, there's actually a substance in the brain called substance P that is related to pain. It's what scientists have qualified as substance P. And you can actually reduce the levels of substance P by having a massage or body work done. It will actually lessen it.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is that just chemicals that are released in your body once you get the massage?
Yep. And actually, well, what it does is there are chemicals that, like, balance it and bring it down. So the stress level of the core of the substance P isn't so high anymore. Same thing with cortisol levels. It can bring down cortisol levels, and cortisol levels are produced when you're under stress. What usually ends up happening when your cortisol goes up is you retain fat, especially belly fat in women, and you can get sicker faster. It's been proven that the cortisol levels can be greatly reduced, and you may be able to avoid some of these things like weight gain, getting sick, having the flu. I mean, especially when everybody else around you is getting sick. Nice to be able to be healthy and not have to worry about, you know, what virus or bacteria is going to get you this time.
Mm-hmm. And real briefly, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. The name of this program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And today my special guest is Michelle Bogusky. She is a massage therapist. Now, further along in the process, once you actually start working on a person, how does that progress? Do they just lie on the table and you still start feeling around to see where the, I don't know, the pain might be or where things are jammed up?
Right. Usually what I do is I start on a spine. The spine is a great indicator of other things that can be wrong. And what I try and do is just palpate, which is just feel where there may be a disharmony. After being in this work for 19 years, I can actually sense great heat or cold changes, temperature changes in the skin or the spine or the energy or, you know, whatever it is. And then we just really take it from there, and a line of questioning might develop from, why did I find this in your mid-back? You didn't mention anything about, like, a mid-back pain, and then I'll find out that they had the flu 6 months ago, and they were throwing up for 3 days, you know, projectile, and boy howdy, that really takes the diaphragm and impacts it underneath the ribs. And I think what people don't realize is, you know, that whole cage of the diaphragm, I mean, it does go around the body. It actually cuts through the body underneath the rib cage. It can get impacted because that's one heck of a force that's coming, you know, with that. And usually 9 times out of 10, if they have been sick in the past 6 to 12 months, that's what it's from. And it's really amazing how the questioning can develop, because a lot of times, I don't want to say I see things, but I get flashes of things like, oh, I can't even think of a good example. Sometimes I was working on somebody once, I remember, and I saw something fall, and I said, when did you fall? And, you know, they just about freaked out because how could you know that I fell? And I said, your body just told me. I mean, I just saw everything that you were fall to the ground. And I said, so you tell me how it happened. And that's how you start a dialogue. And 9 times out of 10, that leads to some other things. And those other things are usually the things that needed working on, even though you weren't necessarily consciously aware of it. You know, I mean, it could have happened 2 years ago, and you went, oh, yeah, I did hit my tailbone on the ice when I fell, and I forgot all about it until you said something. Well, 9 times out of 10, the reason I see that is the body knows that it wants it worked on. And it knows that, okay, hey, I can alert this girl.
Right.
And she'll know what to do.
Right.
And a lot of times with an injury like that, it's not necessarily a deep tissue work. Sometimes it's a very soft and light work to get, I guess, the energy signature of it to change. Because what happens is that substance P, every time you get an injury, that's produced like you wouldn't believe. I mean, like it almost triples in production. There are other things that happen with the body where the body will actually get tighter with muscles and stuff like that. It's actually doing that to protect you, which is odd because you would think, how are you helping me at all, you know? But 9 times out of 10, when you find these, they're more than ready to be released. You know what I mean? The injuries want to go too. They don't want to stay forever because it's not helping their human.
Right.
You know.
Now these, I don't know, visions or whatever you get, is that due to intuition, or is that experience, or a combination of the two?
I think it's a combination of both, because in the beginning, in the beginning of starting the massage stuff, I never wanted any of this to happen. I never really wanted to be able to see into somebody's soul and tell them exactly, because, you know, that gets kind of creepy, even for me, too. It's still kind of weird, even after doing this 19 years. So I think just little by little, you accept what you don't see. You know, when it just comes to you, and it's like, sometimes my hands just go right to it. And people are like, how did you know that was there? And I'm like, well, I didn't. It was kind of drawn. So it's actually my energy and the person's energy work together. I mean, it would be useless for me to do massage you know, alone it couldn't be done. So it's the catalyst, you know what I mean? One helps the other. So right. It's really an amazing thing, and anybody can do it. As long as your intent is positive, have at it.
Right. Now, has there ever been a situation where you've, I don't know, maybe had a vision or some kind of premonition? Do you voice that, or sometimes maybe not voice it because you're afraid of upsetting somebody? Has that ever happened?
Depends on who I'm with. Sometimes people that are more in the business, body workers, they can take it before a regular client will. So if it's the first time I'm meeting a client, usually no. I'll try and give them suggestions of what they might try to get rid of things or try to help change things. You know, again, it's totally up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, body mechanics is a big one. I know a lot of people that my lower back is killing me. You work at a computer? Yes, I do. I've got four screens, and I sit with my legs underneath me. Okay, I have an idea.
Right.
Put your legs on the floor. You know, so it's not, sometimes it's in what they say, and you can kind of judge it. But yeah, it's a combination of doing this so long, and I think more than anything, it's the energy that calls you. And if you're open and receptive to hearing that invisible energy call you, there it is.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes it can be a simple thing to help correct problems just by sitting up straight. Again, maybe moving your legs, things like that.
Both feet on the floor is the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest one. But two, you know, I've always told people, if you can come up with an ergonomically correct chair, you'd be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Don't they have those already?
Not really.
No?
And for the price that they cost, not really.
Yeah, well.
You know. So, yeah, it's our workplaces. It's one of the biggest things, I think, lately are the man-made EMFs, the electromagnetic frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to wreak havoc with some more than others. But I've seen people literally have to leave their job for a couple of weeks to get better, to be able to go back. So, I mean, sometimes if you don't know what's going on and you just feel like you're getting tired or you're falling asleep or anything, get out. Go for a walk around the office if it's too cold out. If it's not too cold out, go outside. Breathe in, breathe out, go back in. You need to give yourself a minute to get away from, and that's even if you don't work behind a computer.
Right.
Go outside every now and then. Change your surroundings.
Right. So that can affect a person's energy with all this different technology going on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we've got the wireless and the phone signals and, you know, we were worried about microwaves and radiation. I mean, that was, what, 30, 35 years ago? You know, when the biggest microwave was, you know, the size of the door that I just came through.
Right.
And could cook a whole turkey in their family. So it just used to be things like that, and now there are many more waves. So, and there are devices out there that say that they absorb a lot of these frequencies so they're not as harmful to you. And what I always tell people when they ask me about stuff like that is find one that will take it back. I mean, if they offer you like a 60 or 90 day trial. Because if you don't like it, and this thing costs you $350, that's a lot of money. I mean, that's, you know, a car payment or two to some people. So
right.
You have to really decide on this stuff. But some people have seen a huge difference from having protectors in their house that are for man-made electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs.
Mm-hmm.
And they notice a huge difference. So, you know, that's a thing that we have to face because whether you work on computers or not, those frequencies are around you constantly. So,
right.
And there's some of the hardest things to change in the body because they change the body faster
right.
than I could change it.
Again, it might be something that somebody's not really aware of, but it does affect them.
Yeah, yeah, big time. So that's why I recommend about every hour or two, go out and breathe some air.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go outside, hopefully you go outside, look far. It'll actually help your brain retrain itself.
Mm-hmm.
You actually gain more brain cells from looking really? Far than like
I'll
looking
have
at your feet.
I'll have to try that, you know. It could help.
See if it works.
Yeah.
But I think that's interesting that they've done all these studies on
really?
Computers and reading and...
So if you look far away, relaxing your eyes, that actually generates brain cells?
Mm-hmm. It generates the neural paths, I should say, which are like little roadways of communication within the brain. So, yeah, and actually, one of the things that I think is interesting is a lot of people never really realize that what a computer does. When you read on a computer, you make about 8 new neural nets in the brain, which are the pathways of enlightenment, let's say. You know, so the energy can travel and get from one part to the next. When you read something on a piece of paper, you gain 10,000 neural nets.
Wow. That's a lot.
So, well, when you read a book, you think, boy, I'm tired from that. Well, yeah, you just made a lot of pathways in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at a computer screen all day, it's like, wow, I'm tired. Yeah, because you've done nothing all day. You've only made 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So 10,000 as opposed to 8, huge difference.
Right.
So people that do work on computers all the time, I sometimes recommend that they print something up, read it off of a piece of paper, because that may help with sight, headaches, fatigue. I know some people that get nauseous
mm-hmm.
because they can't. I think our eyes are starting to change in that we're looking at a computer screen or a piece of paper, and it's different how the brain perceives both. So I'm still one of those that I love writing things down on paper.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a good thing to know, though. I mean, it does give your brain a break, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. And the looking far helps, too, because it just, like I said, it refocuses the eye for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about cell phones? I know I've heard some studies, they are supposed to cause problems with your brain, et cetera, et cetera. Have you found that to be true, or what have you heard?
I've heard all the horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't found anything to be true yet. But, you know, if this is going to hit us, it's probably going to hit us all at the same time. So there are going to be millions of us that have a brain tumor growing, you know, inside out the wrong way. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you can let anything get to you.
Right.
And I think sometimes the brain is a fascinating thing. So I think sometimes the more you obsess about, I'm going to get a cancerous tumor in my brain from talking on my phone, you are about one step closer to that thought than I am, because mm-hmm. I don't think like that. Yes, I understand it's out there, but it's not every time I answer my phone and I think, oh, there goes that brain tumor.
Right.
You know, and I think, seriously, I think that actually sets you up.
Right.
For your body going, well, you said you were going to get it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how it works, is if you, you know, Henry Ford, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right.
Right. Yeah, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
I mean, if you expect to get it, you're going to get it. I would assume that's true with most, you know, things like cancer and other, you know, illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
If you really think you're going to get it, a lot of times you very well could.
Oh, yeah. Same thing with leaving the house. It's like, okay, you could have been in a fight with your spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever. You leave the house and you get into an accident. Well, why did I get into an accident? Because that anger brought other anger to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's the battle right there. It's like, yeah, it kind of is a setup.
Mm-hmm.
So, first thing you can do is change your thinking and think, you know what? All right, we're going to do this and we're going to do this right, you know? And sometimes that's hard. So that's where massage comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get you thinking back on track so you don't think it's just you. Because I think that's part of it too, is sometimes when you're working these 12, 16-hour days behind a computer, oy, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Right.
I mean, that's a hard day.
Right.
And you do that every day, and then you come home and get on your computer for fun.
Well,
ouch.
Some people do that, yeah.
Yeah, and that just, to me, it's like, no. I mean, seriously, go outside and look at something. Breathe. Drive by a park. Go talk to a neighbor. I mean,
yeah.
Do something. I think that's what we're losing, is we're
go
becoming
go hug a tree or something.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you want to.
Yeah.
Hey, if it's a nice tree,
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, hey.
But, you know, I think we're losing a part of that human contact, you know. We still need to keep talking to each other. We still need to keep looking at each other, because
mm-hmm.
computers tend to be taking that over.
Right.
And so do little personal data. What do we call them? Phones now? No.
Yeah, well, all types of different stuff, you know, and communicating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. Today, my special guest is Michelle Bogusky. She is a massage therapist. Now, take us further along in the process once you start working on somebody. Is it usually an hour session, or how long does it last usually?
Usually, when I do a session, it's anywhere from 60 to 75 minutes. So that's an hour and 15. I've worked in a lot of places that do 45-minute hours, which I don't understand how you can even call that an hour. Don't like those places. And if you are a client and you're looking to find a massage place, I don't recommend going to the ones that are 45 minutes, because what I call those is cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really care about you. They're just going to do a massage real quick and get you in, get you out, so they can get the next person in and out. I've tried to do less than an hour, like 50 minutes. And I got to tell you, there's something about the body that you work on that it's like, no, I'm not letting you leave. And I as a therapist can't let go until the body says, you know what, we're good. Mm-hmm. We're where we need to be. And within 60 to 75 minutes, you can get that accomplished and you can get some really good stuff going with the brain and the changing of the thought. Perhaps into a more positive one than a negative one, if that's what the person was looking for. But like you say, every case is different.
Mm-hmm.
Every person is unique. So it's really case by case kind of thing.
Right. Now, the longer you work with someone, will it take less time, perhaps? I mean, just an hour once you learn their bodies and once you've done some corrective work? Does it get down to just 60 minutes and they're good to go?
Not usually.
No, really?
Well, the reason for that is there's so many layers to a person. I mean, if I'm working on somebody who's in their 70s or mm-hmm. 80s, they've got all those years.
Right.
Of, you know, we kind of refer to it in massage school as the layers of an onion.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll kind of hear these catchphrases coming out more and more with the energy that's changing in the universe and all that stuff. But layers of an onion. This may be this problem that we're looking at today, which is, you know, I hit my head when I fell down the stairs. That may want to be addressed now, but a problem from 50 years ago may want to be addressed next week when I see you, you know, and it's that you twisted and broke your ankle when you were at the beach with your cousins at Coney Island. I mean, whatever it is. And it's like, wow, strange that that came up. But sometimes things that we do later in life can throw us into something that happened when we were kids, teenagers, young adults, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it gets kind of strange is it's like, wow, I don't know why that's hurting again. You know, it hasn't hurt me for years. Well, you happen to hit that same spot on your head that makes your foot flare up again from where you broke it 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it gets interesting because the body, like I said, it's brilliant. It knows its whole history.
Mm-hmm. Never forgets, huh?
Never forgets. It just, you forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live to compensate. You know what I mean? We can get around anything. It's like, oh, your body will forgive you for that. It's okay. But, you know, you fall on your tailbone hard enough, 40 years later, you're going to find it hard to move.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the body protecting you. That's all it is. And unfortunately, there are things that are, I don't want to say defaults, but they're so ironclad in the body. In other words, we're going to help you heal. But when it's time to stop because the healing is done, some of these substances don't leave. And that can be a bad thing. And that's where, you know, there are enzymes and proteins and all that stuff. And that's where it can be a detrimental thing where it's like, yeah, now you're going down the flip side of, you know, the downside bad hill. Because that chemical didn't leave your body in time because it didn't realize the injury was fixed. It thought it was still there.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different ways. And, you know, we learn more and more about anatomy, physiology every year. That's a wonderful thing because then I can use it in my work.
Right.
I guess in the past, what, year almost, I have been combining many energy techniques along with massage. And what I usually tell people is, I'm going to be doing some energy work on you. You won't even feel it. But, you know, always important to get their permission. Do I have your permission to use this work on you? And that's the only reason why I ask for permission is, number one, respect for the body and the person. Number two, the body sometimes will accept it better. So it's not an assault. It's not a violation of who you are as a human being. Because, you know, we all have this energy around us, no matter what you look like, no matter how tall, how short, how whatever you are. And we have to respect that we are all beings of energy, you know? And it really helps to get permission first.
Mm-hmm. So you've had clients that perhaps don't want a certain part of their body worked on?
Oh, yeah.
Has that happened?
Oh, I worked on a guy once where he came in and got on the table and first thing he said to me is, this was my wife's idea. I hate to be touched.
Okay. Well, that's positive.
I thought, oh boy, here we go. Well, so I told him, I said, listen. I said, you do what you can. I said, if you need this to be over, Like the minute after I put my hands on you, I said, you just tell me. We're done. And I said, that goes for the whole hour. If you need any of this to stop, if there's anything you don't want me to touch, you let me know. Well, turns out he made it through the whole hour. And he said, you know, I got to tell you, he said, I really respect what you did in telling me that I had the choice. Well, turns out he was a colonel in the Army, a retired colonel. So he had always had that discipline and that, you know what
right,
I mean? So
right.
That's why he respected it. And I think that's why he was able to make it through the whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, good for you. I said, you did one in your life. And I said, now I know you'll never do it again. And he started laughing. He said, you're right, I won't. But he said, I'm glad it was with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's sometimes the best thing you can hear. Because, you know, it's a pretty freakish statement to say to somebody, to a massage therapist especially, that I don't like to be touched.
Yeah, it's nothing personal, but get away from me. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, made it through that one. But, you know, everyone's different.
Right.
So, that was one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't like to have their feet touched.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't like to have their skulls, like their head massaged. Their,
right.
Which is... Hey, like I said, when I was in school, are you kidding me? It used to be fun trying to drive home after an hour and a half massage. Hi.
Really? Because you were just kind of so relaxed?
Oh, you're so, yeah. You were so relaxed, cops would have thought you were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because you just, it was like, yeah, everything's great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fantastic.
Right.
You know.
So what kind of massages are there? You mentioned Swedish massage,
yeah.
Massage rather, and a
yeah.
few other things.
Swedish is, I want to say it's... It's not the lightest touch because there are other things that are a lighter touch than Swedish, believe it or not. Swedish, deep tissue, sports massage, Rolfing. Rolfing, I believe, is the deepest tissue of all of the work that I know of as far as touching the body and literally working on like trigger point work and stuff like that. Rolfing is an interesting work because it can actually... It can change your structural integration, and when I say that, I mean it has shown great results with rheumatoid arthritis and people whose hands are literally bent the other way in relieving that muscle tissue. It's great for boxers. I mean, anybody that's been like really pounded with a very physical job, phenomenal stuff. I've got a friend that does it, and he literally will not guarantee the work until you have 10 sessions from him, period. And that's how the founder of Rolfing is Ida P. Rolf, and she actually was adamant on, you've got to get them to come for 10 sessions. Because it does more than structurally readjust the body. I mean, it literally, you know, when the body starts going into a ball, your thinking isn't the clearest. You know what I mean? You may be more grumpy, more depressed, not even know why, you know? Until your body starts to straighten up and things start flowing again and, you know, you've got fluid going to the muscle tissue and the connective tissue and all of that. And I think once you come out of being wrapped in that little ball from the very physical life that you've had, once you can stand up straight again, is when you realize, wow, I never had to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I know people that, actually I know a girl that is a professional boxer. And she was helped immensely by Rolfing, especially with her spine. So I wouldn't recommend it for everyone. It's not for everyone because it's a very intense work. There may be a lot of pain with it, but that's because the body is readjusting itself. I mean, sometimes it's moving bones. Muscles that have been tight like a 2x4 are coming back to life again and getting oxygen and fluid to them and blood and, you know. So it's a very interesting thing. But Rolfing, like I said, I think it's the deepest. When I was in school, they always said, make sure you get a 2-hour massage so you relax before you go for a Rolfing session.
Really?
I think an hour would do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very deep tissue work. I'm talking like you can push the muscles almost halfway through the body to the other side of the
really?
Spine. And of course, there's a technique and a way for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, you don't want somebody that's so heavy-handed that... You know, there's such a thing as pain, and then there's like that burning, searing pain where you think,
right.
Uh-oh. If it's a burning, searing pain, the person isn't doing what they should be doing as a therapist. Unless they know that it's coming and they tell you, okay, this might be a burning, searing pain for like 3 seconds. Can you handle it? You know, but I've had a lot of people that have come to me and have had deep tissue massages. I had one lady that came in bragging one time, and she said, I get a 2.5-hour massage every week, and she says, sometimes I'm bruised when I leave. And I'm thinking, how is this a good thing?
Right.
I'm thinking, and you pay somebody to do that?
Yeah.
Hey, give me the cash. Hey. I'll insult you to your face.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I mean?
Or I'll hurt you.
Yeah, just give me the money.
Right.
So, and she was an interesting case. She just wanted me to work on her shoulder. She had a problem with her right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you want me to work on it for the whole hour? And she said, yes, please. I said, okay. By the time I was done, she got off the table an hour later, and she looked at me. She said, I had no idea that you could be out of pain and out of pain. For some reason, she had the mindset that unless you felt pain, you couldn't be out of pain.
Right.
Whereas I have the mindset, if the pain is there, we got to figure out why it's there and get it gone.
Right.
Because pain is not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Pain has never been who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Pain is just an affliction that comes with us. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes with who we are.
Right. So a client has to buy into the process as well.
Yeah, they have to be willing to be at that point with you. I mean, you know, yeah, you can get a massage all you want to. You can get one a year if you want to. But if you're really having a problem, find someone who can really say, now, wait a minute, when did this first start? And I mean, really listen to what you're saying. And if that person, I mean, chances are good. Like if you came to me and I didn't know how to fix it or what was going on, you bet your bottom dollar that by at least 7 days after that, I would find you somebody who could, somebody who knew somebody, or some way to get you an alternate method of getting the problem gone. Just because there's too many things out there now, you know, that are phenomenal programs and might work better than here. Take a Motrin.
Right. So you're honest about that.
Yeah.
Respect,
oh, yeah.
Right.
You have to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the person, like you say, the person has to be willing to be at that point where, I don't want to hurt like this anymore. I don't want to feel like this anymore.
Right. Well, there again, they're more apt to buy into the program, so to speak.
Yeah.
If they've reached that point where they want the pain to end, they're going to be much more open to whatever you suggest and do.
Yeah. And some people, I've known a lot of people that think that massage is just a frivolous thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, how could you waste money on feeling pampered and all this?
Right.
Some see it as that, and that's fine. But see it as something else. I mean, yeah, try a reflexology session. You know, reflexology is the toning of the body and the energy of the body through the hands and feet. And let me tell you something. The work is over 5,000 years old. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Princess Diana used to get reflexology sessions every week.
Right.
She was gorgeous. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The girl never had a problem.
Right.
So.
Right.
But there's a lot that the body can do that you just need to be ready. And if you're not ready, that's fine. Go have a cocktail at a bar. But just one.
Right. Well, I think, too, people link it up to sexuality, too. I mean, they think of a massage as, you know, being perhaps dirty or some type of, you know, turn on.
Right.
But that's not really the case.
Not at all. Not at all. And unfortunately, it got that during many of the wars that we had because, you know, everybody's got to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think what it is we have a big problem in this country, especially with nudity. Everybody in this country thinks nudity means sex.
Mm-hmm.
Nudity doesn't mean sex. Nudity just means you don't have your clothes on.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's very different physical aspects to getting into a physical relationship or just being nude. They have nothing to do with each other, you know. But, you know, my teacher Irene was from Finland. They didn't see it as
a
bad thing.
Dirty,
it's just like Europeans. They don't see it as a bad thing. I've done a lot of work around town, and I used to work for the hotels in the area, and I have worked at the Ritz-Carlton when it was still the Ritz-Carlton, and I had a lady come in from France, and the funniest thing is how we aren't used to people being naked around us or ourselves being unclothed. This woman's standing there in a bathrobe, and I'm talking to her in my very broken French, and she's in broken English, and we're kind of trying to communicate. And as I'm talking to her and saying hello, she's just taking off her robe and she's got nothing on. And, you know, that's where we get uncomfortable going, oh, God, where do I look?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, so the first thing you want to do is either look down to the ground or up to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept looking at her eyes, you know, because it doesn't really matter. She knows why she's here. I know why she's here. So let's work on things.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it is a big help to know intuitively where things are, especially when it's different language.
Right, right.
I've had people from Romania. I can't understand a thing they're saying other than, good.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
I mean,
right.
That's the only feedback I get. One of the doctors that I've worked on, she brought her mother in from Romania for like 3 or 4 months last year. And I used to see her about every month. And she was just the cutest little thing. She'd never, I mean, because she didn't speak any English. I don't speak Romanian. And she would just sit on that table and just smile.
Mm-hmm.
And the funniest thing is, you can always convey a positive. You know what I mean? She used to pat me on the hand.
Right.
When I would have it on her, like, okay, you know, you're doing good, kid, you know.
Right.
So you can always convey a message.
Right.
And I think really, though, what it's more about than anything is putting out a positive energy, not a negative energy. It's about helping without wanting anything back, asking for anything in return. It's unconditional. That's really what it is unconditional love.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's a hard thing to do sometimes.
Right.
Because, you know, we don't always get that with other humans. But, you know, think about your cat or your dog or whatever animal you have and how you're just so happy to see them.
Mm-hmm.
That's unconditional love right there. That's what it is.
Right.
And that's how we have to treat each other.
Right. Now, I'd imagine some clients, getting back to the nudity thing, some people probably feel comfortable with no clothes on. Some people don't want to take any of their clothes off. It doesn't matter to you?
I
mean, you can still work with that person?
Yeah, I've done it always. And you know what? The first thing, really, if they're there and they're getting a massage and they're a little off-center about it and they want to keep their clothes on, they're looking for a reason not to come back sometimes. So if you tell them, no, you have to take your clothes off. No, you don't. It's not going to be the same massage for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be as good as it could. If you're comfortable being in your clothes and you don't want to take them off, that's fine. Now the job is up to me to find a way around what I'm going to do. But what's nice about that now is, like I said, now that I'm incorporating more energy work into the physical touch with massage, you can stay fully clothed all you want to. We may do some more like shiatsu moves, which is more compression and like deep tissue holding and bringing it up. But I can still relieve a lot of problems, even if you are fully clothed, just by working on the energy of who you are and why your energy has gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or decided to not be the same, you know, as it was.
Right.
Harmonious, I guess.
Right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. Today, my special guest is Michelle Bulguski. She is a massage therapist. Now, when you work with different people, you said you worked with older people. I don't want to get too descriptive here, but I mean, does that kind of freak you out sometimes when it's older people? Or maybe, I don't know, I'm sure you really haven't been offended by a person's body, but is it difficult to work with some people as opposed to others?
Not at all. I've been lucky, I think, in the people that I've worked with is they've been ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes the older that we get, let's face it, it's the one thing we know for sure is coming.
Right.
I mean, if you're still here,
right,
tomorrow's going to be another day older. You know, so I see it, though, as if you've made it to 80, good for you. You've beat the odds. I mean, seriously, you've played the game and won.
Mm-hmm.
It's never really bothered me. You know, okay, so wrinkles are wrinkles, you know.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, it's even when people say, oh, I don't want a massage because you're going to see me. And it's like, no, every part exposed one part at a time is gorgeous. Doesn't matter how young or how old it is. You know what I mean? A leg looks great by itself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd want, you know, to be totally uncovered myself.
Well, again,
you know,
it's up to the person, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I prefer sometimes, I think, working on elderly people. Just a couple of things you have to keep in mind. Blood is actually thinner. They do have less water in
mm-hmm.
their body. And that's just a progression that happens. I mean, when you're born, you're like, I think it's 92% water. At this stage that we're at right now, from about 25 to, I think it is, what is it, like 82, 83? It's about 70% water. So you start losing it. You know, I mean, you start going downhill on that. So there are things that you just need to keep up on how the body changes as we age. So they may not take as much pressure. you know what I mean, a cramp in their shoulder or something, might be able to be worked out by just holding it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not really digging into it or anything. So, no, it's never really freaked me out or bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think it's a wonderful thing for people that are aging to get a massage because, yeah, things start to shorten. Gravity pulls you towards the earth. I mean, it's a given. This is what we know happens. So that means that every bone gets a little more dense, gets a little shorter, gets a little closer, gets, you know. Why not feel good? You've made it to 80? As far as I'm concerned, you deserve a massage every week.
Yeah, might as well go for it.
Yeah, I mean, you've lived a long time. You've seen a lot of things. And I think you deserve to feel like you're not curling up into a ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And two, like I say, a whole life of that, it really, you know, there's nobody that's had the perfect life. There's nobody that's never fallen. There's nobody that's, you know, never been cut by something, whatever it is. So there's a lot of things that if you've made it to 80, chances are good you might need a little working out. You mm-hmm. might need, you know, a few kinks gone here and there. My back gets stiff. No wonder. You know, I mean, of course it does.
Right.
Let's just try and alleviate it. Let's mm-hmm. try and help you with it. The only thing that's really different about doing a geriatric crowd as opposed to a younger crowd, and sometimes from injury and stuff, the younger crowd needs this too, you need to pad the body on the table more correctly. In other words, you've got to support parts that may not be in the right position anymore as far as anatomically correct. So, you know, their shoulders might be rounded forward. Well, if it hurts them to lay down on their back because it feels like their shoulders are breaking from, you know, just that little falling, you know, towards the table, you can put a couple of towels under. You know what I mean? And just pat them up. So what the deal is you really try and make the person, no matter what their age, as comfortable as they can possibly be because you will actually see the body change.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on, I just got a massage chair not too long ago, and I was working on a couple of friends the other day. And the interesting thing happened to both of them. Because I said, wait a minute. I said, you just got taller, right? He said, yeah. I said, okay, let's readjust the breastplate. You know what I mean? So you don't feel like you're getting closer to the ground. And on many people that I work on, especially in a massage chair, you actually feel like you've gotten taller. And really what that is everything just elongating just slightly. I almost relate it to like taking a breath in and out. You know, sometimes, watch people, they just breathe in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, boy, you right. got anxiety, don't you? You know what I mean? And then there's some people that just breathe out. Trust me, do both. Your body loves it.
Mm-hmm.
But 9 times out of 10, just that little manipulation, and I mean in 10 minutes, I can literally lengthen the spine, get those muscles to relax along all the vertebrae, and yeah, you do actually feel like you're taller. And it's just because the body's going, finally.
Right.
Somebody knew how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Conversely, have you worked on children as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Youngest one I've ever worked on was 3. She got a foot massage.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was done with her first foot that I started on, she promptly threw the other foot in like, don't forget, I've got 2.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah, I thought it was absolutely adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the touch is lighter for a child. Of course, the time is not going to be as long as it is for an adult. 10 to 15 minutes total for a kid. Light on the pressure. You know, I've seen more teenagers with back problems, neck problems, shoulder problems. It's from backpacks.
Right.
The only thing is, between the ages of 12 and about 16 years old, you've got to be careful because that's a big time for growth in the body. Not that it isn't from birth to 12, you know what I mean? But there's a lot that goes on in those years, and we carry these backpacks that weigh how many pounds? And, you know, it really, what I'm finding is, if an injury affects a growth plate when we're a child, a bone growth plate, yeah, there's going to be hell to pay in the long run. I mean, there are going to be problems.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I know people that can help with that, fix it, reroute the idea of, okay, yes, it did happen in a growth plate, but you know what? We can get rid of that. Anything can change. And like I said, what's so amazing is how brilliant the body is. It's brilliant. Given the right means, it can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Right. The brain is truly amazing, right?
Oh, yeah. And some of the things, I mean, just even the benefits of massage are the increase in circulation. It decreases stress and anxiety, which means it lowers the cortisol levels. It actually, they've done studies since 2008 that say that it really helps with hypertension, big time. And especially if you get on like a 2-week or every month schedule, you can really see a difference in things. It can increase relaxation for sleeping. It can increase flexibility. Decreases stress. Improves your energy. Oh, yeah, all kinds of good stuff. Boosts immunity. Hey, who wouldn't want it? Sign me up.
Right. Now, how can people get in touch with you if they want a massage?
They can give me a call. My number is 313-717-5461, or they can reach me by email at michelle_boguski, that's B-O-G-U-S-K-I, at hotmail.com. So okay. Get in touch if you have any questions. Like I said, I would be more than happy to get you to the right person.
Right.
I mean, if there's really a physical ailment or a problem that's really starting in the body, let me know. I know some people that know some things and can really help you in the long run.
How often do you get a massage yourself?
Once a month.
Really?
Yep. Girlfriend of mine that I used to work with at the Fairlane Club.
Mm-hmm.
So, fantastic. Yeah, you have to.
Right. So you think once a month is good?
Once a month, once every 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'd like to say, trust me, you know, if I was a millionaire like everybody else, well, yes, I'd have one a week.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have my own staff of massage therapists.
Right.
The whole thing is, you feel so good from it that you think, oh, man, I want to go out there and do this every week. But then that puts a stipulation on you. It puts a limit. So it's kind of like a cloud over your head, and it's like, you know, Monday comes and you go, oh, God, I know I want to go there, but I don't want to go there. So make it easier on yourself. Do 4 weeks to 6 weeks. And if you think that that's not enough, you can always add. You know, you can always do every other. You can do two a month.
Right.
But what I recommend is once a month is great for maintenance. Great for maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And two, don't forget to exercise, drink water, you know.
Right.
Do something
for
yourself.
All that good, healthy stuff, right.
Well, just back to basics.
Right. Look off into the distance.
Exactly. You know. Look far.
Breathe. Right. Very important things.
As opposed to go far. We want you to come back.
Right, right.
We just want you to look far.
Right.
Yeah, and it's just a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably rewarding when you really do help somebody.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And sometimes, quite honestly, you don't always even know that you're doing that on that type of a scale. It's just sometimes it's what's right in front of you. Okay, well, she's got a headache. Let's see if we can get rid of a headache. You know, I had a gal come in one time, and she said, I've had a headache for 4 months. And she told me she was taking like 8 to 10 Imitrex a day. I said, no, you're not. I said, is it touching at all? She said, no, it's not touching at all. And I kind of giggled, and she looked at me. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to giggle. I said, but I guarantee you, after an hour with me, she said, your headache will be gone. And she said, you know, impossible. Well, she started crying towards the end of the massage. I said, what's wrong? And she said, absolutely nothing. She said, I thought you were lying to me when you said you'd take away the pain. And she said, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle, I want to thank you very much for being a guest on today's edition of Metaphysically Speaking. Once again, great guest, very interesting topic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, once again, I would just like to thank my guest on this edition of Metaphysically Speaking, Michelle Boguski, for doing this show. She is a massage therapist, very interesting interview. She knows a lot about what's going on with the body. I learned things that I really wasn't aware of, so that was very good. I also want to thank my producer, Kristen Risbeck. I can't say enough about this woman. She has helped me out so many times. I really, really do appreciate it. So once again, thanks to Kristen for helping out with this edition of Metaphysically Speaking. Be sure to come back next month on Tuesday, March 15th. We'll be back with another edition of Metaphysically Speaking. In the meantime, I just want to remind everybody to mark your calendars for our next Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair. This will be our third fair. And this year's event will be held on Saturday, March 26th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the HFCC Student and Culinary Arts Center. If you are interested in joining us as a vendor, reader, or body healer for this exciting premier holistic event, all you have to do is contact us. You can call us at 313-317-6540, or you can email us at holistic2010@peoplepc.com. Once again, the telephone number, 313-317-6540, or the email address is holistic2010@peoplepc.com. We do look forward to seeing you there. It should be a great time. We're going to have live music this year and a few other things, so it should be a great time. Be sure to join us for that event if you're interested. In the meantime, I want to thank you for listening to Metaphysically Speaking. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Magical Notebook. Magical Notebook, are you there with me? Hello? Magical Notebook. Oh, good. All right. WHFR. Dearborn, 89.3 FM. This is your also favorite non-resident spaceman, Jimmy. Here with me floating in a tin can. All right, so I actually had a little forewarning on this one. The Magical Notebook gave me a heads up. So, in your time, today, today is February the 15th. So, everyone is recovering from Valentine's Day, for a variety of reasons. Either you're in love, you're out of love, you just don't care. You're angry, you're happy, you're sad, you're all of the above. So it goes. So, this is almost like a two-part show. First half is, a little more on the positive. Second half is a little more...